Weather conditions across the Midwest are going to continue to be tranquil until later in the weekend, when we'll see a storm system move from northwest to southeast across the region. The storm system will likely produce widespread snow across portions of the area, especially from the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota into Michigan and parts of Ohio as well as Indiana. Snow accumulations could end up being several inches, although the system is a little bit far out in time to get very specific about right now. The storm system will also produce a little wintry mix of precipitation to the south of the heavier snowfall region, including areas from portions of Iowa into southern sections of Indiana as well as Kentucky. Again, this will occur as we get into the weekend, and Sunday and Monday will be the wetter days for most of the region. Now, we'll expect to see a little bit of precipitation occur before that time, but most of the precipitation that occurs is expected to be very brief and light, and not likely to have a huge impact on the majority of the region. We will see a disturbance coming across the northern parts of the region first, and that will likely impact the areas mostly from the upper Midwest into the Great Lakes region, and that's going to occur during the latter part of the day today, more likely overnight tonight and into the day on Friday. Just a little dusting of snow, maybe a little wintry mix is possible during that period of time as well. We'll expect another little system to move across the southernmost fringes of the Midwest. This one is part of that U.S. Southern Plains storm that has produced substantial amounts of rain and snow across portions of Oklahoma and Texas in the last 24 to 36 hours. The storm system is expected to stay south of the Ohio River, but portions of Kentucky will likely be impacted by a little wintry mix of precipitation types, mostly occurring as rain. After we get beyond the day Friday, we'll likely find another little disturbance headed for the upper parts of the Midwest as we get into the day on Saturday. This will impact Wisconsin, Michigan, and parts of Ohio and Indiana, but we're not expecting it to have much of an impact overall. The system will be followed by the larger event that I mentioned previously that will come across the eastern Dakotas and head for Ohio and parts of northern Indiana and Michigan, with significant snow Sunday into Monday. The temperatures across the Midwest are expected to be mostly warmer biased, but more normal than areas off to the west in the plains. Most of the plain states will see temperatures notably above average for a while, but the Midwest will be looking for highs today running in the 20s and 30s in the Great Lakes region and 30s and 40s across the lower parts of the region. As we go into Friday, we'll look for highs in the 30s and 40s across many areas in the Midwest, and that will continue on Saturday with one or two locations in the southwest corner of the region getting into the lower 50s. We'll expect the temperatures to continue to warm in southernmost parts of the region as we get to Sunday and early Monday, but because of that storm system is going to bring snow to the northern parts of the Midwest late in the weekend, we're likely to see the warming trend come to an end. In the meantime, in South America, it still looks like everybody in Brazil will get rain at one time or another over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. There is going to be an ongoing drier bias, though, in the northeast corner of the country, and there may be a few spots in the southwest as well that might be a little bit drier biased, but we're not expecting it to hurt the production potential. In Argentina, almost everybody will also see rain at one time or another over the next 10 days to 2 weeks, but with that said, we have to be a little more careful there because it does look like the rain will be erratic and light, and temperatures will be warm enough to keep evaporation rates high so that most areas will still see a net drying tendency over the next 10 days. But remember, Argentina has been quite wet here recently, and the drier bias for a little while will be welcome. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.